Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as also Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality or any kind of uncleanness or of greed must not even be named among you, for these are improper for God's holy people. Let therefore be no filthiness, no foolish talk, and no crude jokes, all of which are improper. Instead, there should be thanksgiving. For you know and are certain that no sexually immoral, impure, or greedy person, that is, an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not join in with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And test and approve what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not associate with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is disgraceful even to mention the things they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, you sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that leads to reckless behavior. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, always giving thanks for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father, being subject to one another in reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, himself the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself as glorious, without stain or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and treats it with care, just as Christ nourishes and treats the church with care, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and will be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This hidden truth is great, but I am speaking about Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each of you also must love his own wife as himself, and the wife must respect her husband.